example, when I was younger, and sometimes now, my parents would leave the house for work, and I would have nothing to do. I wouldn't have school. I wouldn't have any homework. And they would just kind of expect the dishes to be done or expect the laundry to be folded and put away. And when they come back home, it may as well just be that I didn't leave my room. Well, surprisingly, this is a similar situation that the Jews are in. Throughout their secret scripture called the Tanakh, the equivalent of the Old Testament for Christians, there are many notable promises and prophecies that tell of the coming Messiah. For example, in Genesis 49:10, it reads, "The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he whom it belongs shall come, and the obedience of the nations shall be his." Then later, in Isaiah 7:14, it says, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." These two alone show a coming king or Messiah, but there are many more. In Isaiah 9:6, we get another glimpse. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Now, the Jewish leaders and Pharisees had studied these scriptures diligently, so they knew a Messiah was on the way, that he would arrive from Judah and come from a lineage of David. But what they were missing from the king's description were his heart and his characteristics. It's like they wanted the Messiah to conform to their own ideas or fit him in a box with their own expectations. So when the king eventually did show up, they ended up missing him. This brings us to the text today. Pilate is wondering the same thing the Jews are. Is Jesus really the king of the Jews? In John 18:33, it reads, "Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, 'Are you the king of the Jews?' 'Is this your own idea?' Jesus asked, 'or did others tell you about me?' 'Am I a Jew?' Pilate replied. 'Your own people and chief priests have handed you over to me. What is it you have done?'" Now, many accounts in the New Testament say that Jesus claims to be the Messiah, like John 4:25 and 26, which say, "The woman said, 'I know that Messiah called Christ is coming. When he comes, he'll explain everything to us.' Then Jesus declared, 'I, the one speaking to you, I am he.'" And again, in Matthew 16:13-17, it reads, "When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, 'Who do you say the Son of Man is?' They replied, 'Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.' 'But what about you?' he asked. 'Who do you say that I am?' Simon Peter answered, 'You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God.' Jesus replied, 'Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven.'" These few examples show us that Jesus claims to be the great king and leads us up to Pilate confronting Jesus on behalf of the people's accusations of blasphemy. Now, Pilate was a middle rank in the Roman nobility, the governor of Judah. Being at this spot meant that Pilate had plenty of interactions with kings, including Herod, one of the kings that ended up questioning Jesus. Having an early expectation of what a king looks like, it's obvious that Pilate wouldn't recognize Jesus as a king, let alone king of the Jews. One key thing that Pilate was missing, similar to the Jews, was the characteristics of a king. Jesus didn't act like any worldly king. The first strange characteristic life for one's friend, we know that God is a king of the greatest love. But to be a king, you must rule over a kingdom. But since Jesus is not an earthly king, neither is his kingdom. Continuing in John, it says, Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into this world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" retorted Pilate. With this, he went on again to the Jews gathered there and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him." The kingdom Jesus is referring to is the same one he has talked about many times before. He describes his kingdom as something that cannot be observed, yet also a kingdom that is in your midst, according to Luke 17:20-21. The kingdom that Jesus is talking about is the rule of God. When you are ruled by God, or let him be king over your life, you are considered a part of his kingdom. Jesus came back not only to show us what God is like, but to make self-controlled people surrender to the control and rule